everybody. Welcome back to Vanilla Dice. We left off last time standing outside of the farmhouse where Slam may finally get some answers as to who has been looking for him. What happened, guys?
We make a big old turkey mess.
Yeah.
There's guts, gizzards,
dude got
everywhere.
Dunked on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He got dunked on right in the throat. His whole body exploded.
Lunch crammed the turkey's head down its own open throat full of growth potion, and it blew up.
He ruined Thanksgiving dinner.
He absolutely destroyed it.
Varix revealed himself, and then the pathkeepers all encircled you guys, started singing, and purged the shadows that had consumed him.
Yeah, thanks for that.
That was it. So, leaving off from there, fast forward just a few minutes into the future. Everyone's kind of cleaning themselves up, gathering themselves, working around the mess that you guys made. And Uleska, the leader of the Pathkeepers, approaches you guys and addresses you and says, "We must go now. The source of the evil has departed and our work here is done. Freylund, you will be coming with us. Tyr has accepted your lost voice as tribute, and you will be shown the threads of fate. Alvi, you will stay here and watch over the travelers. You will ensure that they remain on Tyr's path."
Wonderful.
Threads of fate sounds like a nice, like, suit or something. Nice threads.
Is some gear?
Yeah.
As a reminder, the Pathkeepers all have to sacrifice something, whether it be their vision, their...
Tongue,
their ability to speak.
Their tongue.
In order to be able to sort of see the future, past, present, and future, really.
All right, well, I'm going to go eat.
Lunch.
Thanks for everything, guys.
As you start walking away, Vreeland tugs on your beard a little bit to get your attention.
Ow. Hi.
She starts drawing in the dirt with her staff, and she draws a tree and then a moon, and points at it, and then points at you, and then points at herself.
And, like, is wildly gesticulating, like, big hands all over the place.
You're gonna finally teach me druid stuff?
She nods. Vreeland's in front of you, Lunch, and she's standing there, she's getting more and more frustrated because she can't explain anything, and you see these, like, big spindly legs kind of peek out from her leaf cloak.
Oh, God.
And then it's, and
I
she's
hate
just like,
bees.
Yeah, and then this giant 4-foot wasp goes over to Solomon.
Solomon, you talk to this disgusting.
I can fuck with a bee, I don't care. I'm cool with this
insect.
Bee.
Insect.
It's not gonna hurt you, it's just going to disgust with you.
Right, I know.
It's just like.
I know that, he seems to have a little trouble.
How the wasp. It's probably as tall as he is.
It's like taller bee, it's like if it's 4 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just buzzing around you like
about an inch taller than me.
The stinger must be like a small dagger.
Yeah. It's a big fucking wasp. So the wasp explains to you that Vreeland, since she couldn't go to the world tree, she found the Trollis tree on her island, and she figured out that basically the world is represented by the world tree as an entity. So she was like, "Hey, world, I will protect you if you allow me to use magic and be druid and alter nature and stuff like that. I will do my best to not let anyone take you over without an even exchange if you let me use druid magic."
So you communicate through Cletus to Solomon this,
so
and Solomon's trying to decipher
telephone.
It all, and now Solomon has to communicate it back to
you. Okay, so Vreeland was on her island. She couldn't go to the world tree, so she found the biggest tree that's on her island. She did something with that tree. She probably climbed it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
What else?
Anyway,
the
long story short of it is that the world tree represents nature as a whole.
It's starting to make sense.
Basically, she made a trade with that world tree.
She's teaching you how to be
trying to roll it into like my backstory of like helping my tribe with the global warming, so...
Uleska interjects and says, "Now, we must be going. Freylund, let us depart."
Vreeland takes off.
And the Pathkeepers all disperse, aside from Alvi, who...
I'm waving my whip.
...stands there with her arms crossed, just doesn't seem to be super pleased about the task she's been given, but she's now a part of your party. And what do you guys want to do?
What's the deal with...
Oh, yeah. Before we leave the farm, we should ask around about that poster.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
You can explore. There doesn't appear to be anyone else around. You can make, you know, okay, make your way into the different buildings or
should
whatever
we, though?
You want to do.
I think yeah. so.
That's why you're here.
Slam would like to know why he has
been followed.
Nature
for a little bit.
I want to know what's up.
You want to assess these buildings, bro?
I say we check out the main house. Look for an office.
The farmhouse?
Yeah.
Okay. An office of the farmhouse.
Something official.
All right. Yeah. You walk into the farmhouse. Is it just you, or are you guys all going with
them? I'm going.
I'm meditating in nature.
It means he's jacking off.
Freeland's hanging, or not Freeland, Albie's hanging out by the door.
Okay.
Just kind of
Solomon.
Watching.
Oh, I'm going.
You're going with him.
I'm going.
Okay. So cool. You two enter the farmhouse, and inside you're just in what appears to be a pretty basic, rustic living space, like a living room. There is a fur skin rug, couple of pretty simple wicker chairs. It looks like a pretty basic living space, suitable for just one person. Hmm. You have three doorways in the living space. There's one on your right that appears to be a sort of bathroom. I'm just now deciding that indoor plumbing is a part of my universe.
It'll make things easier.
It could just be hooked up to a slide.
Yeah, just goes right outside.
It goes into the compost.
There is a closed door in the back of the living room directly in front of you.
It's a portal.
And to the left, there's a door to like a three-season porch facing outside.
Portal.
Well,
potty.
I'll go check out that closed door at the back of the room.
The closed door? Okay. Pardon. Make a perception check on your way to the door.
Five.
It's not really high enough to do what I wanted to do. So.
Shit.
So go ahead and try to open the door.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I headbutt it in.
All right. You headbutt the door in.
Cool.
That wasn't really necessary.
Oh, it was. You have no idea.
You have entered.
Outside.
Inside of the door is, as you were looking for, a small office. Nice. There is a desk directly in front of you with a man's body slumped over it.
Oh, it's a dead guy. Is there a weapon in him? What kind of wounds are we talking?
This is D&D if you want to find
out.
I'm gonna
wrap him by the scruff of the neck and kind of pull him up.
Wow, this is an active crime scene, my dude.
I'm an investigunman.
Investigunman?
Come again?
Investigunman.
Do you maybe want to make an investigation check?
Yeah.
Okay.
Investigation.
Do I have speak with dead?
Ooh, I have a negative to investigation, so this will be good.
I got 10, son.
Oh, I got a total of 3.
You got 10, Solomon?
Mm-hmm.
All right, yours is good enough to investigate this man's
Slam
body.
Slam is just walking through the house. Oh, cool.
What are we looking for?
There's nothing here. Nothing here.
So, Solomon, you first, during your investigation, see that this guy has his eyes removed.
Ah.
And his tongue removed.
Ooh.
Whoa, so he went all in on that bargain.
And with your passive perception, you can tell that all around this desk is a familiar-looking circle, the same sort of ritualistic circle that you saw in the cave when you were going to investigate the disturbance for Gwyn, where you found the dead cultists who were also missing their eyes and their tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Deadbeat cultists.
Dead-ass cultists. It seems like we've got a cult problem.
You can recognize this guy, sort of. He, Slam, to you, he looks very vaguely familiar.
Okay.
You can't quite place it. You feel like you may have seen him before, or that he just looks
like
sort
on
of
the boat or
familiar.
Before the boat?
Can't tell you.
Okay.
And Solomon, you recognize him as the man in the photos all around the house. There were photos of both him and a young girl.
In this house that we're in.
Yep.
I think we're looking at the late homeowner here.
Okay.
Because he's in the pictures on the wall with the little girl.
Oh.
See, right? That looks like him, right? With that
Yeah.
chin bone like that. Looking
and
like
it's
that.
Sharp.
And at that point, you look at the photos, and you recognize the little girl.
Oh.
As Giselle.
Okay. That's her. That's my friend.
That's the dead girl?
She did.
The one? The dead girl?
Yeah.
There's probably been a lot of dead girls.
She's the one.
Okay. Well, how did we end up here?
When you moved the man's body off of the desk he was slumped over, you can see a bloodied letter on his desk.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm going to read that.
All right. The letter says, Gwyn, I have recently learned that the beast Ibixian has been captured and brought here to Altera. I will be departing for Iliad in a few days' time, where I have been assured by Lord Doloran of the Shattered Isles that it will be kept until I arrive. It would seem I will finally avenge my daughter's death. Thank you for all of your help, old friend. Murphy.
I didn't kill her.
P.S. Your brother stopped by this morning accompanied by a strange man in a black hood. It seems they are looking for some kind of door. I overheard them saying the key is on his way. Not sure what that means, but something about that man seems odd.
Hmm.
Do they think I killed her?
It would seem that Murphy,
you've been afraid.
This man, the father of Giselle, assumes that you are responsible for his daughter's death, and he is the one who has been looking for you.
But he's dead.
He is now dead.
So I got nothing to worry about then.
Gwyn is dead. He's dead.
Did he report it? Do we know if he reported it to the police?
There are still wanted posters all around. Like, you saw a bunch of them in Iliad. You also killed some guards on your first day.
So. I did.
Fuck them. They deserved it.
He did deserve it.
Yeah. So, how are we going to handle this?
I say we loot him.
I mean, in a more broad sense, like, are you...
Well,
do you need to clear your name? Or, like... Or do we just find out who did it and fuck him up?
That's my goal. Okay. I want to find out who did attack.
Okay. All right.
But I guess, there could be people still looking for me, but...
Someone leans in the front door and says, hey guys, can we get going to this tree thing? I really want to turn into a bear.
You guys can go and sort of discuss it on your way to the World Tree if you want. There seems to be nothing else of value in the place as you look around. Like, you have figured out why you're wanted, although you have been framed by somebody you don't know who. Between that and escaping the ship in Iliad and killing a couple of guards on your way, you are a wanted goat man.
Okay. Like,
you will have to do something about it eventually. Right now you're kind of in the sticks, so... It would be unlikely that you would encounter anyone looking for you out here.
Back to pretending to be a goat.
Where Albie can talk to the dead, could I try to explain to him that I didn't kill his daughter? Even though he has no tongue or anything? Like, he can
it doesn't matter. They his don't, body like, has no tongue.
Do you speak with brain?
The fine print on that spell is you can only talk to members of the Grateful Dead.
Actually, I would like to hear the...
Yeah,
that's how the spell works.
So you grant the semblance of life and intelligence to a corpse of your choice within range, allowing it to answer the questions you pose. The corpse must still have a mouth and can't be undead, so you can't talk to zombies. If the spell fails, the corpse was the target of the spell within the last 10 days. So somebody already talked to him.
Okay, I talk like this.
Hang on.
It always bothered me in movies and stuff when there's a skeleton that comes to life and
they can say like P and B.
Yeah,
because he's got no lips.
Okay, or tongue. It's just
Yeah, it's a bad time. You can talk with like your uvula. So until the spell ends, you can ask the corpse up to 5 questions. The corpse only knows what it knew in life, including the languages it knew. That's easy. Answers are usually brief, cryptic, or repetitive.
EVPs.
And the corpse is under no compulsion to offer a truthful answer if you are hostile to it, or it recognizes you as an enemy.
Oh.
This spell doesn't return the creature's soul to its body, only its animating spirit. Thus, the corpse can't learn new information, doesn't comprehend anything that's happened since it died, and can't speculate about future events.
So I can't.
Brief, rude, and will not talk to this motherfucker.
Okay. And I can't assure him that I'm not the guilty party.
Cause I mean, you could talk to him.
Yeah. But he can't be here, though, because if it sees him, then I know that.
I'll hide around the corner.
Yeah.
So
you can only ask it questions.
So come up with some questions for me to ask it.
Choose your questions wisely.
Yeah, and then go hide. Go be outside.
I want to know.
So Alvi takes her short sword, which has a cool carved antler hilt, and it has a gut hook on the end.
Oh.
And she takes the gut hook under the chin of this man. She lifts his head up, and
his eye sockets, where his eyes used to be, just glow like a pale, piercing blue.
It looks like a draugr from Sky.
Who's in the room?
Brett cannot be here, because if it won't talk to
him. I'm still leaning in, kind of like, waiting for a response to what my...
Oh, Slim. Slim cannot be here.
He starts off with just a... And his lifeless eyes scan around the room at all of you.
Eyes?
Yeah, his lifeless eye sockets, where they're just glowing blue. So you can ask your questions.
Who killed you?
Elf.
His answers are vague and cryptic. Next.
Yeah. What do you got? I'm trying to think of how I could lead into Prince this Albert. Without being like, hey, who killed your daughter? Do you have any family members?
Daughter.
Is your daughter living?
No.
Spooky.
What happened to your daughter?
Are you Russian?
She's got a little bit of Russian accent to her.
She's Old Norse.
Old Norse.
Okay. She's Viking.
All right, that's your fourth question, and you have just asked it things you already know the answer to so far.
What did I just say? I don't even remember.
What was that last one?
I said, who killed you?
Oh.
Family members.
Who killed your daughter?
I said, who killed your daughter?
All right.
Or what happened to your daughter is what I said. What happened to your daughter?
Killed by Pixian.
Pixian? Oh.
Who told you it was an Abixian?
Prince.
Mm.
And with that, the blue light fades away and his body just lifelessly falls back down to the desk.
Okay. Well.
That was cool. Can you do that again?
No. Actually, I could if I wanted to.
So you learned that he was killed by an elf.
Yep.
His daughter, he did have a daughter. She was killed by...
Not by me.
By an Abixian. No. And
who told him that
was Prince.
I don't know. I'm convinced.
So I gotta find the Prince.
I did good. I did it in five.
I'm gonna fuck up some Prince.
Princes don't lie.
Oh?
That's what I've heard.
Oh, plenty of.
The dead guy said you did it, so...
He seemed pretty trustworthy.
He was dead, but he talked, so
he was
I gotta believe him.
All right, what do you want to do?
Well, I guess we can
fuck off now, right?
Yeah, we can blow this popcorn stand.
Popsicle.
I always heard popcorn when I was a kid.
Well, no. Popcorn is actually relevant to the last episode because
you can be scooping that up by the handful burning. Still.
You guys could not stop talking about planting corn in lava.
Yeah, you said you were going to plant aqua corn, and I still don't know what the fuck you're talking
That's
about.
At the bottom of the
it's
ocean.
It's a sea cucumber. With little lumps all over it.
Yeah.
All right.
Try and make pop forms of other things.
All right, you're leaving the farmhouse?
Yeah. Poyo, poyo.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, let's get...
I've stuffed my beard full with popcorn just for the road.
Just like a little basket.
It looks like you a big like, it with wasp popcorn. Nest full of crap in your beard.
Oh, shit.
That's the whole point of having a beard, I guess.
All right, lunch raids like the whatever food he can find at the farmhouse, including some corn.
12 pounds of popcorn I'm adding
shadow
to my
corn.
Inventory.
So he's holding his whole beard
corn?
Out by the tail like a bushel. So right now we're
the back
staring.
No, the hair goes all the way around the back, and now I braided it into a backpack.
Oh, even better.
Your bag of holding is Lunch's beard.
Can you please hold your shield in front of you? Thank you.
No.
Please.
Just fucking swinging dick everywhere.
Sang and Brandon, he don't care who knows it.
Okay, I'm walking in.
Where do you guys want to go?
We're going to the freaking World Tree, dude.
World Tree.
We just killed a giant turkey, and now we're going to the Super Tree.
All right. You make your way south toward the World Tree, As you depart the farm, all the crops and foliage and everything starts to get a little more dense, a little more lively, as it was sort of dead and decayed all around where the shadow business had occurred. And on your way south, as you come out of the farmland and approach sort of the main road again, off in the distance you spot a wagon. And you can see from where you are that the wagon is missing a wheel, and there is a single man sort of struggling with it, trying to get it back onto the cart.
Guys, this is clearly a trap.
It seems like it could be.
We should go. Be a trap, but we should look around like the outskirts and try and ambush whoever's setting this trap.
Well, what we could do. So I've got my ranged weapon. I've got my weapon.
You're just gonna shoot the guy?
No. I'm gonna hide in a bush. Y'all can go and pretend and like start acting like you're helping him. Assess the situation. We get a hand gesture together. We've done this before.
What if we just walk by and like ignore him?
As you guys are discussing this, he spots you and he's like, hey guys.
Great. Can I get some help? We know it's a trap, dude.
A trap? What are you talking about? Who else is here?
Don't buy it.
What's under the tarp?
It's just one guy.
Let's find the others in the bud.
A cart, and a horse.
How many people are inside that horse?
Scan the hedges, see if there are others.
Pat the horse down for guns.
All right, he's called out to you guys. What do you want to do?
I mean, I still don't trust him, to be frank with you.
What's your name?
I'm gonna let him know I have two attacks.
My name is Peter.
Just in case.
Peter.
Why does this matter? Please help me.
Because I'm thinking about putting an arrow on your head.
What the fuck? I'm stranded. You guys don't have to help. Just keep going, please. I'll wait for the next batch of adventurers.
I mean, Jesus.
Fuck.
Even if it is a trap, I think it could be
help
some
him.
Valuable
he might give
experience.
Us some, something, right? If he's not a, you know, a fucking narc.
So, I'm ready for a trap, though. So,
would you say you're looking for traps? Yeah. Stranded.
We're playing D&D here.
So if he's stranded,
he appears to be stranded. There's a wagon missing a wheel. He's struggling trying to get the wheel on. There's a single horse attached to this wagon, and it's not like a covered wagon. You can see, like, it's more of a cart.
Okay.
Why don't you just ride the horse?
He does have his wares on it. You can see some, like,
can you not see over the
crates,
side?
Crates all right, and
here's the thing. Here's the thing. What'll you give us if we help you?
Alvi asks him if it's, like, a bit or something.
I'm not fucking kidding, though.
That's cool. Alvi's still asking.
I've got some wine. You guys want some wine?
Do you want some wine?
Is it
That's
worth it?
Like pretty close to food.
I'll make a swig of that.
Alvi has a mending cantrip. She can help him.
You got any hash oils?
Putting
like
it on.
Yeah. If it's small enough. Like if it's just edibles. Like a bolt or whatever,
edibles.
She can help him.
All right.
Yeah. If you want.
I can all get right. down with edibles.
Yeah, that'll work.
You got any edibles?
Well, actually, he...
Jimmy?
As you guys get a little closer, he looks at Solomon and says, hey, you look like a man who enjoys flora. I've got something especially for you if you can help me out.
Oh, crap. I'll do it. I'm weak. I can't do much.
I mean, I'm always game too. I'll lift up the wagon.
I think this is...
You gonna smoke us out, bro?
It's clearly a trap within a trap.
All right, Slam.
I'll pick
think?
Up the back
wanna,
of the wagon.
You want to pick that shit up?
We're just disregarding all
just
safety now.
All right, Slam picks up the wagon.
I'm security. I'm just watching, keeping guard.
Standing there with your arms crossed.
Alvi's using a mending.
Alvi's going to use mending to help out.
Cream with a K. Kush rules everything around me.
Solomon, you're just chit-chatting with this guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just rapping.
We're about to get attacked.
You being sneaky, this guy? This guy being sneaky?
We have one opportunity to be nice, and are you really going to fuck us with the trap?
All right, so you help the guy. You get the wheel back on the wagon for him, and he's like, oh my God, thank you guys so much. I really didn't think I was going to make it. You can see that his cart and everything were headed back in the direction towards Farindale.
I have a question. Can I, like, I want to inspect, it might be too late, but I want to inspect, like, the wheel that came off to see if it was, like, if I could tell if it was, like, he just took it off and put it down, or there was, like, an actual incident there.
You want to dust that shit for print?
Sorry, back on.
The mending spell made everything nice and pretty again, so, yeah.
Should have thought of that earlier.
It's okay.
Should have thought of that before we kissed.
It's nice to be nice to people sometimes. So just be nice.
So I've got this shipment of wine and ale and herb, and I'm headed to Farindale. You guys been there?
No.
Not in years.
I can't wait to see my wife again.
She's probably remarried.
There's some. We did hear through the grapevine some shit went down there.
Some shit. What happened?
Some shadow beasts and
some what?
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'm sure they're gone now. Roger took care of it all.
Who the fuck is Roger? I have to go. Thank you for your help. Roderick. Thank you so much. Here, Roderick. Here.
Make sure you get your shit first before he leaves.
Hands you guys all.
Give me all of it.
He hands you guys all.
Now you're just robbing him.
You didn't even do anything. You fucking just stood there and said hi.
I was the officiant.
You threatened him.
He hands you guys all some wine. You've each got a wine skin. And for Solomon,
it's like a free sun, but wine.
He gives you 5 leaves that look unlike a leaf that you have ever seen in your entire life.
It's got to be pretty big.
How big are these leaves?
The leaves are about the size of your hand.
Pre-dried?
They are dry. Okay. He doesn't have this shit grinded up and in a baggie for you. It's the Middle Ages. There are five
leaves
about the size of your hand.
Mortars and pestles.
You have your own kid, don't you?
All
not
the
an
leaves.
Amateur. You have your
I
own
don't
grinder.
Have a kid.
All the leaves appear to have like some sort of...
Yeah, it's I have my herbalism kit.
There you go. See?
Each leaf has sort of like purpley
crystals
veins going through it. And each leaf is also fairly jagged.
As he's leaving, I'm going to like rig his cart to break after like 5 miles.
It's a real dick move, man.
Again?
So this guy...
He does not want to go to that town anyway.
This guy hurries off to Farindale.
Hey!
Sorry about your wife!
Oh my god.
You're young. You'll find a new one.
All right. Everybody except Lunch make a dexterity saving throw.
I kind of like being an asshole in this game. saving Damn. Throw?
3.
You went from 19 to a 3. Just because the dice fell that way.
7 total. You're not fucking win.
Alright, all three of you are hit with arrows.
Fuck!
Where?
Yours hit you in the foot.
Oh, big whoop.
Yep. So you're like pinned to the ground.
Well, do they have to roll the hit?
Alvy, yours hit you. What did you roll?
7. It fucking hit me.
Yeah. Yours hit you sort of in the shin. They were all like pretty low shots. Slam, yours hit you,
in the mouth.
Say in your calf.
Then your leg bone.
Ow!
I just fucking got these boots. I'm going to kill them.
And all of you take 4 points of piercing damage.
Son of a bitch.
Shart.
So after you're all hit, you then hear a loud clamoring from the direction that the cart went. And you turn around and look, and the cart has been tipped over. The horse has been hit with probably 6 or 7 arrows.
Oh my gosh.
And there are 3 to 4 masked men coming in from the sides of the path, sort of from the bushes and the trees, and they're raiding this cart.
This is kind of like a Final Destination sort of thing.
He told you we should have checked the bushes.
He wasn't supposed to make it out alive.
No. Hey, yo, Petey! You all right?
You hear him, help, help, help!
You're not going to get us again, Pete.
His throat was slit.
You're not going to get
us. It's obvious this is a trap, Peter.
I'll buy it.
Guys, his cart's fucking empty.
All the bandits that were raiding the cart disappeared back into the foliage. But three sort of converge on you guys. And Lunch, you weren't hit because you were too short. They couldn't see you behind Slam.
Oh, man.
But now they see that it's four against three. But they're still, like, weapons drawn, ready to fight. And they got a surprise round on you. They used it to fire their arrows on you. So now we're going to roll initiative.
I got 12. Lunch got 12.
17.
Stop rolling bad.
I got a 3.
3 total?
Got it. Okay. 15.
All right. Top of the order is Alvi.
Okay. So Alvi points at the creatures. She points at these bandits. And a symbol cracks into the ground at their feet. And they... I'm giving you the minus d4 again. 2 rolls.
Okay.
So, you have to beat a 14.
I have to make a constitution saving throw or something?
Yeah, you have to make a charisma saving throw.
Charisma saving throw.
You have to beat 14.
I'm just going
to
roll 1 for all 3 of them.
Yeah.
That is a 15.
Well, what happens?
So, your spell failed?
My spell failed, but I'm going to do a spiritual weapon as a bonus action. So, a big spiked mace in the hand of a broken off hand of a statue is hovering over them, ready to just be like, you fucking ready?
Okay. That ends your turn. Solomon, you're up next.
Okay. Who's in the front of their lineup?
They're standing, like, shoulder to shoulder.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna dagger one of
the
them.
The dancer.
I'm gonna dagger on him.
The world-famous club dance.
Oh, yeah. Does it matter which one?
We'll say bandit number one.
Bandit number one.
Name of Jeff.
You have left, center, and right. So
okay, I'm gonna dagger the the guy on the left.
Okay,
I'm gonna dagger all over that piece.
Are you sneak attacking or just attacking? What are you doing?
I'm stabbing him in his fucking throat.
Are you using sneak attack?
Nope.
All right, roll. Make an attack roll.
25.
Holy shit! All right, damn. That hits. Roll damage.
4 with the plus 1. Yes.
Okay, so 5 total damage?
Yeah.
In his throat?
Right in his throat piece.
Alright, for 5 points of damage, you hit him in the throat, but it, you know, misses any major arteries, and he's bleeding and he's holding his wound, but he just looks pissed now.
Stung him.
Chop him in the throat. This ain't physics.
You have some other stuff you can do?
Yeah, I can go. I got the second blade.
Second blade?
Yeah, going for that very same thought.
make another attack roll.
17.
All right, that hits.
5 plus the 1, so 6.
6?
Yeah.
All right, with the second one, you slash his throat, and he bleeds out all over the place and collapses to the ground.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's how you get all the blood out. You get right for that. There's that one spot.
Bandit it's number like one is dead.
He dead.
You just open the spit valve and blow into his mouth, and
all the blood comes out.
You doing anything else?
Can I do like a touchdown dance of some kind?
A touchdown dance, yeah. What do you want to do?
I'm gonna cut off the rest of his head, and then I'm gonna spike it like a football, and then
it takes a little while. You're just struggling to cut it off with your daggers, like wrenching it.
Yeah.
Takes and the then, rest of the battle.
And then I spin it on my finger and fucking spike it, and then peace to God.
Okay. Big ups to God. First
peace
and
to
foremost.
Tear. All right.
Oh my God. Yeah. Kid does
holy
not
shit.
Appreciate this.
Fuck me. All
I'm
right.
covered in blood.
Yeah. Next in the order is bandit number 3, or the bandit on the right. And he's intimidated by what you've done.
He should be.
And he just takes a few steps back away from you, so you can take an attack of opportunity against him if you want, but he's back that way.
Oh, I want.
Doesn't he know?
Does that have to be an arm, or I can use one of my blades?
Yeah, it's an... Yeah, you just make an attack roll.
18.
Yeah. 18 hits. Roll damage on it.
Man, I want that app.
6. 5 plus 1 is 6.
Okay. He runs away, and you take a slash at him, and you get him in the chest. So he's bleeding, but
oh, he's running away.
He's backpedaling. Yeah, that's why you got attacked by opportunity.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Next is lunch.
What do you guys think? I'm thinking of just like scaring the rest, trying to let him go, just like whip his
ass. Last one.
Oh yeah, can you maybe throw that whip? Is he within 11 feet?
Can I get thaumaturgy on
somebody? So maybe you can get his ankle.
Oh, not the one that's running away.
Get the one that's running away. Get his ankle. No,
the one that's running away is about 30 feet away now.
Wow.
But the other one is like probably 5 feet in front of you.
He looks like the tallest one.
I'm not a monster, though. Like, these guys want to run away.
They shot at us.
Yeah, they tried to fuck with us.
The only reason
they killed Peter.
Because you
trying to fuck with me on mines? I won't take you out.
They're just too easy to kill. It just feels wrong.
Oh, look at you, high and mighty.
The harder they fall,
mother. Low and mighty. Thank you.
Fine.
All right, I'll do some whipping.
Because he's still mad at you. He's going to attack you.
Yeah, he didn't run away.
Yeah. Whip him up. Whip those nipples right off him.
You going to attack the one that's still standing there?
What's he looking like? Is he looking like he wants to, like, book it?
His eyes are a bit shifty after seeing his friend's head cut off.
I don't like shifty.
He's standing there to fight.
I'm definitely attacking him with shifty eyes. With an 11-foot plus one whip.
Yeah.
Make an attack roll.
He's thinking things in his head about how you can't take him.
20.
A nat 20?
No.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it would be 22. I roll a 17, and it's plus 5.
Okay. Yeah, so that definitely hits.
7 damage.
7. All right. How did you do it?
Carefully.
What is your whip? Paint me a word picture of what your whip does.
So I've gotten so good with the whip, I can do one, like, swing with it, and it hits in 2 spots. So the first...
It's like Deadeye.
Yeah. The first thicker part hits him. Just kind of...
Oh, I get it.
Gets him right in the groin.
Oh, one of those. Like Indiana Jones when he's swinging. Like...
Yeah.
But it's just to give him a little sack tap.
Are you doing this instead of doing 2 different attacks, or what are you doing?
Well, that's like what my 2 different attacks is like.
His one attack is 2 attacks.
So I am doing 2 different attacks, but he gets hit with the thicker part for the first attack,
which did 7 points of damage.
Right.
All
right. The second attack.
It was Pee-wee.
Is not that hit, the, as no, the accurate. Thick part
didn't hit Pee-wee.
Oh,
it's a 10.
Right up.
Thick part hit Pee-wee.
Oh, 10 is the attack roll.
This is important. Okay.
So the second whip crack actually misses. It just rings in his ear.
That was going for his booty hole? I don't understand. Yeah, the first part, the thick part.
You said
part,
he went for his groin, right?
Hit his little with dingus.
The thick part. So it was like,
but it's kind of like legs. Coming around. Like,
oh, you're going around the outside. Like those 2 Trailer Park Girls.
Sure.
Yeah. And the Eminem song. It's like that.
It's right. Like that. It'd be like that sometimes.
Okay. And that's the way it is.
Okay. So the fat part of the whip hits him in the groin.
And then the thin part was supposed to wrap around and hit him in the butthole?
No, no butthole.
No butthole.
No
butthole,
no care. Hits him in the groin, and you didn't plan for it, but it obviously caused him to kind of bend over.
Oh, gave him a torsion, he did.
And
well, it's going to be like the first half of the Stone Cold Stunner.
When he bent over in pain, the top half of the whip for your second attack missed and just kind of in the air next to him. As you go to retract the whip, all of a sudden a vine stretches up from the ground and snatches it midair and holds on to it. And then more vines start to rise up from the ground around you guys. And they all grab at your ankles.
What?
And they grab the remaining bandits, the one who started to run away and the one who just got whipped, and pulls them. It pulls them off into the trees, and you sort of just like hear them Jumanji. Screaming, and they start to get muffled as the vines wrap around their mouths. You are all stuck, grabbed by these vines.
Grabbed by the ghoulies.
A single raven flies overhead and then lands between all of you.
Squaw!
Wait, what did it go?
Squaw!
All right.
Or
Craw!
Why does he sound like a Charlie in the Box?
Craw! It's a Craw! You know?
Yeah.
It was like Craw! All right, I'm done.
I almost forgot about
Craw!
That.
Okay.
All right, so Raven lands between all of you guys, and you all just start cawing at it.
Oh, yeah, that was all of us.
Yeah.
Craw, craw! Do you understand me? Craw!
You can speak to animals.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to them.
As soon as the Raven lands, it shapeshifts.
Oh. All right. I guess we've made an assumption.
Shapeshifts into a female elf. And she is heavily adorned in sort of like a nature garb. Like all of her clothes look like they're made of like vines and leaves. And
she looks
very, very nature-oriented elf. She's got shoulder-length, like sort of dark blue hair. And there's like a flower crown. Around her, essentially.
Around her? Her whole body?
Around her head.
Oh.
Okay. And she says,
"That's enough."
That's it. We're going to call it. Thanks for listening. If you guys want your podcast or your D&D page, anything called out on the show, we'll give you a shout out. Just send us a message on Instagram at Vanilla Dice Podcast. Curtis, what you got?
Cool Parents Podcast. My main squeeze. Coolparents.co/podcast. And good graphics with Brett here.
Yep, hi.
We'll have another one of those kind of soon.
Yep.
Probably, let's do that like this weekend or next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get video games to talk about. Good graphics. You can look that shit up. And Fake Boyfriends is also out in the wild. Check that bad boy out. But other than that, who cares?
I've been listening to one called Queens Who Quest. I've only gotten a few episodes in, but I've enjoyed it.
Is it what it sounds like?
It is. It's not the drag queen one. I do need to listen to that with Bitch Pudding. Oh my god.
What? Bitch Pudding?
I love that name.
Bitch Pudding. She's a drag queen. She's from Georgia. She's fucking amazing. Anyway, Queens Who Quest is a femme-led podcast where they're playing D&D, and it's really cool. I've really enjoyed it, so...
All right, thanks for listening, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
See you.
And Dogspeed.
Arrivederci.
Ah!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.